Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Sunday morning, the Texans worked outside at the Methodist Training Center, and it was a hot, hot day. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak spoke about the practice and had this to say.
What's good with Mario? Just giving him a day off?
No, you know, his hip's bothering him a little bit. Some swelling. You know, yesterday afternoon he did not practice and weren't able to get the swelling the way we wanted it by this morning. So he might be a couple of days. We got to get it back under control and, you know, go from there. So it could be a few practices. We'll see. Well, he's had a little bit of an issue with it in the past, you know, and he's always been able to work through it with his rehab process and his program, and it just kind of swelled up on him, you know. So, you know, we're gonna get it right before we proceed forward. So probably, yeah, a little bit more precaution than anything.
Gary, you talked about this before, but about how cushy he's going to be gone, and you're going to try to work it in. What's the plan?
Well, what we're going to do first is we have a teaching process, you know, like all the way through next Saturday is all input, teaching, you know, what are we going to do, how are we going to, and so there's enough reps to go around for everybody, so there's no reason for us to all of a sudden go start switching guys, and so we'll leave everything the way it is. When we start playing the games, obviously we're in a tough situation because we got to get Brian ready to play. He's got to have a good preseason, and yet we have to have X, Kevin, Danny, whoever's going to end up being that guy, start to play with the starters. So we'll start to mix that in as we get to the preseason and go from there.
How big of an opportunity is this for somebody like a DB?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I mean, and this league's all about opportunity. You know, you're a player, you're a backup. All of a sudden somebody gets hurt, something happens, you get to play. If you ever go and play and you do your job and you play well, they can't take you out. I mean, that's just the way this game works. So what more could he ask for? He's been working hard for it.
How the first day of pads go for
him? You know, I thought it was good. You know, obviously the game slows down a little bit because they're carrying that weight around. They got to get used to him again. We put him through a tough one. You know, we've been out here 2 hours, 15 minutes. Really, one thing I'm always looking for at the end of these long days is who steps up at the end of the day and shows me they can make a play when we're all tired. And, you know, some of the same faces stepped up and did it today. So, just got to find some more.
When are you guys going to start kicking?
Let's see, what is today? Today's Sunday? I think Tuesday we start. Okay, they have been kicking competitively, just not with the team yet, not with the team group.
Why was your defense so much better over the last 13 games?
Well, I think first off, we fixed a few problems we had, you know, mental mistakes and those type of things, John, adjustments. We made a few changes and a few players. A guy like Q came on and played extremely well for us the rest of the way. You know, I think at that time, Dante was catching up and missed camp. Kush was catching up and missed camp. So just think it kind of took a few weeks for it to come together. Pollard came in. So unfortunately, it took a few weeks to get going. But once it did, you know, it was pretty consistent.
In the afternoon, the team went inside the Methodist Training Center and went through some drills. And when it was all over, head coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media yet again.
Nothing new this afternoon. Let's see, anybody different? I sat Mike Brazell this afternoon with a sore foot. I sat Dwayne Brown with a sore knee. They should be back in the morning.
Yeah,
we'll be full gear tomorrow, even the bottom. So, you know, good pounding today. We'll get after it again tomorrow. We get into our kind of one-a-day routine tomorrow. We practice, and then we have special teams in the afternoon. So we'll be able to rest some of those guys.
What do you think about
practice this morning? I think he's improving. You know, some of the things, I don't like the fact that he will correct a mistake and it'll come right back a few plays later. You need some consistency from that standpoint. That's part of being a pro. But, you know, very talented young man. Y'all see some of the plays he made, you know, reversing his field and stuff. And he's capable of doing those things. We just got to get him consistent in everything he does. But a very talented young man.
Exciting to finally see him in pads today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I think everybody was. You know, he missed a lot of time in the offseason. So, in all honesty, from a respect player standpoint, they didn't know much about him because they didn't see him. So he's got to catch up, and you know, he's doing a good job. Hopefully we can keep him in one piece.
How excited are you to see Chris Henry at full go on the field?
Well, I tell you, it's been impressive. You know, it's hard to – you don't want to put too much on a player this early, but he's been a very bright spot. I mean, how hard he goes, and he's doing a good job for Joe. So I think our players are impressed with him, and that's the most important thing. So he'll get a good chance. We'll see how he does.
What about Trendon's progression at learning wide receiver?
He's struggling at that position. He's excelling as a returner, and we knew that. So we just got to have some patience here and, you know, be willing to give him those reps and see how far he can come from that standpoint. But, you know, in the NFL, you shoot 45, you got to be able to do other things. So we got to get him better at that spot.
Struggling as far as the playbook?
Just struggling as a receiver in general. You know, he really, really worked as a running back more at LSU than anything. So, you know, that's a whole new world for him, and we knew we were in for that. But he's working hard at it.
What about your tight ends right now, Coach? What do you think of your tight ends?
Well, you know, it's an interesting situation to have six guys on counting on your roster and two of them not participating. But, you know, I like the job Rick's done. Bringing Derek Fine in, I really like that sign. He's played some football in this league. He fits with our group. I think Garrett's coming a long way as a young player. And, you know, Joel and James, you know, get opportunities to prove their starters in this league. So very competitive, just like a lot of spots.
You're a Bernard out there. He's always talking. Is that what, obviously you like that, or you?
Well, that's who he is. You know, Tim, I told him today after practice, I said, yeah, we all got different personalities, and I can handle them all. And if you're a guy that likes to talk a little bit and has some fun, I don't have a problem with it. But the minute we put the ball in the dirt, and you better, you know, do your job the next play. And one thing about him, he has a lot of fun out there, but they can count on him being ready to play. So I don't have a problem with it, as long as it's channeled in the right direction.
Do all of his teammates take it the right way?
Well, I think he's slowly becoming a leader on this team, because it's one thing to talk and not work. He works. So, you know, they don't have a problem with guys that they see working hard. So, and nobody works harder than him for us.
You may have already touched on this. Mario, you're talking about this morning, he might miss a couple of days. So is he, like what he was doing, just walk through here, that'll be what he's about all the days?
Yeah, probably, Tim. He's got some swelling in his hip and hip flexor, and I think we're actually going to give him an injection this afternoon or tomorrow morning. I'm not positive when, but I think we're going to do that. And trying to get the swelling to calm down and get his rehab program going. He's been through this before, and not a big concern right now, but just want to make sure we don't just, you know, we want to make sure we get him feeling good before we proceed on. We got a long way to go.
One thing Bernard said, he's, when Steve ran up last, Steve Slayton, he said, how's the neck, you know, yelling at him. And I asked him about that, and he says, you know, he's got to learn, you know, whether that's going to hold up for him, and we're gonna test him. Is that the way you want to go?
Bernard tested him this morning. I don't know if y'all saw that one blitz Bernard came on, but he tested him, and he was back out here today, so far so good. But, no, Steve, I think Steve's fine, and he's gaining his confidence back. I think he'll come back and play well this year.
When you said Mario had gone through this before, was there anything other than just some rest and some rehab that got him strong? Or?
Well, he's always on a program, a rehab program for his hips and stuff. I mean, he's just a, you know, he's a cut up guy. I mean, he's pretty wound up tight guy. So they try to keep him on a program all the time. And you know, I don't know what triggered it, because he looked very good the time he was out there, the first four practices or the first three. So. But Cap and Dr. Lowe just think right now we better calm it down before we go forward.
I know it was a little held back today, but as far as the afternoon, what Frank going with the first team, what did you see that you really liked?
You know, that's going to happen, because Cody's never going to practice on turf. I mean, that's the way we work with his knees. So Frank did some good stuff this morning, running some games, getting to the quarterback. I think the way we're set up right now, a lot of guys are getting a lot of time in the afternoon, and that's going to help them. From a competition.
Is this a do-or-die year for Frank, as far as you need to really see something out of him?
Might be a do-or-die year for a lot of us, so we got to have a good one, huh?
Also talking with the press on Sunday was defensive lineman Antonio Smith. He had quite a bit to say about the team's progress in 2009, as well as how things are going so far in training camp.
You know, some good hitting out there today.
There's been some scenarios thrown out there to have you move from the end to the inside on some passing downs. You know, are you cool with kind of shuffling along the line? To you, it doesn't matter where you are?
To me, it don't matter. You know, I've always been to, you know, whatever it takes to help my team win. If I can rush down there at the three technique better, you know, I do it. No matter.
But when you look at some of the potential that's out here on the defense, I mean, we saw flashes. I mean, how important is it to establish some consistency to really show what you guys can do?
I think that that comes with the maturity that you get each and every year. I think it's very important. You know, without consistency, you know, you can have two good series, two sacks in those series, but if in that next series you give up a 85-yard bomb, you know, or run, it really shuts down everything. I think that's kind of how we was in the beginning of the season last year. We had some good plays, and then all of a sudden, you know, Chris Johnson to break for 50 or 40, you know, and that's the type of things you stop when you got consistency.
You were fourth in defense over the last 13 games, second against the run. Are y'all good enough to make that score of 16 games being in the top five?
I think we are good enough to do it. You know, you just got to have consistency. Like what he said, we got to keep working on that. Keep working on that. Build a standard for us that we can't accept less than that, you know, than 50 to 75 yards a game. You know, that's a goal you set. Sometimes you might not make it, but if you get anywhere around that, you'll be one of the top five defenses in the league.
What was the key to stopping the run as well as you did over the last 13?
I think we simplified things and got back to the basics and just being aggressive. That's all we did in the running game the last half of the season is went straight to under and played football.
You said aggressive. You mean attack more?
Attack more, you know, when you don't have to think, you can attack more. You don't second guess, you just go. You can play power football, you can get up the field. And I think that's kind of what happened. You know, we simplified things. We knew what we was going to have to do. We got comfortable in the defense, and we tried to go out there and do it.
Thanks again for checking out this Texans Today podcast, and make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team, its players, coaches, cheerleaders, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.